Harmon and Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Happy Friday, everybody. And Len, I want to ask you, how are you?
I really don't care.
You stepped on my line. I was going to say, I really don't care. Do you? Come on. We've got this whole debate over a jacket, a $39 jacket that the first lady wore when she went down.
I'll bet you it's sold out now. I bet you can't buy this thing anywhere.
First lady, Melania Trump, our beautiful first lady, who I think you would agree with me, has enormous amounts of compassion and humanity and who is a decent person.
Absolutely.
She went down to see the families that are in the detention camps.
Apparently she went on her own. She didn't even check with the boss.
I don't think she's checked with the boss for a while on anything, but
she doesn't care. By the way, exactly. I think she is the boss.
She may well be. She goes down there.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. She's charming. She's terrific. She cares about these kids. And all the media blows up because she wore a $39 Zara jacket that on the back says, I really don't care to you. Is she seriously sending any kind of a message? She probably just thought, I've got a zillion jackets. My hand goes on this one. I got to put it on because there's a breeze there on the tarmac. I've got to put that jacket on.
Well,
and all of a sudden, the lefties are reading into it. They're saying she's insensitive. Okay. She's horrible. She's terrible.
Hold on.
Oh, our fashion editor, Natalie Vaca.
Well, let's let Natalie get in here.
The only reason why I say this has to be premeditated in some way. Because unless she was raiding my daughter's closet, she doesn't shop there. She doesn't wear $39 items of clothing. She just doesn't. I mean, she wears beautiful designer outfits.
Well, she was visiting a bunch of poor people down there. She's not going to wear you know, fancy Louboutin shoes when she goes to see poor people.
She got criticized because she wore a $2,000 shirt to a garden event.
Exactly.
So, maybe...
so this time she said, I'm going to be among really poor people, so I'm going to wear something that I bought on the rack.
Says
from
I don't
the
care.
Mall. She really? Went to the mall.
Really is having trouble reading
English?
She
stopped by the mall. And that was yes. Jeez. Well, she's not. English is not her first language.
Also, Natalie.
She probably thought I really care.
I thought Natalie was going to make the point. It's not that she wouldn't shop at Zara. It's that... it was like 100 degrees. It was like there was no reason to wear a jacket.
She only wore it coming off the plane and getting on the plane.
Wait a minute.
No.
It was hot in Washington. No, it was hot in Washington.
But it's cold on the plane.
It could well have been that she was bringing a bunch of clothes to give to those
people. Was not giving that jacket away.
And it just happened to be in the Glad trash bag with the other clothes that she was going to donate.
See, the thing is, I just don't see her as the type to do the political statement.
Correct. Yeah.
I think it was a statement.
It's hard for me to believe,
what do you think the statement was, Joe?
You're not going to go with a fake news statement.
No, that was deliberate. You know, every sort of thing you do in that position is thought out.
So what was she doing?
I don't know. I don't know what the message, who it was meant for.
Wow.
And maybe it was meant for Trump.
It's
fascinating. Maybe he said, I don't want you to go, and she put that jacket on.
Good spin on that one, Bartlett. Ooh. Absolutely. You are delving into the psychological makeup of this marriage.
Maybe he said, no, don't go.
That could well be.
Is my wife said to me, you know, I just can't picture Jackie Kennedy wearing that.
Oh, I like the jacket, though.
Jacket's great. Yeah.
Once again, the jacket is something my daughter would be wearing.
I think Bartlett... who's our Sherlock Holmes here, has figured it out. I think Trump said, don't go down there.
Yeah.
And she went down.
Probably she wanted to go. He said, no.
Instead of divorce papers, she's wore a jacket that said, I really don't care.
Yeah. And do you?
You know the jackets are sold out online.
That's what I said.
Is it really?
No.
Is it spiked on Amazon?
I'm going to go look, but it has to be.
I want to get one.
Natalie, it's a good jacket though, right?
It's an adorable jacket. I like it a lot.
Did it have men's sizes?
it was a longer jacket, so you could probably get away with it.
All right, also in the big three, immigration, still a mess. Now, this I love. Our grandstanding mayor, de Blasio, who barely pays attention to anything going on in the city. But boy, if there's a place for him to lead the progressive wave that's going to overtake this country in the midterm elections, where does he go? To a fence. He goes down to Texas, meeting all those other commie mayors in El Paso. And then he goes to the fence to see the poor, suffering little immigrants.
We've got an unacceptable situation here, and we're talking on behalf of millions and millions of people and saying the status quo can't hold.
Yeah,
there he is.
There you go.
And he walks up to the fence, and they say, sorry, you can't get in. You're turned away.
Not at the fence. He walked into one of these detention centers.
There's a picture of him at a fence in the in the New York Post.
Well, that's he's trying to get into one of those centers.
I wish he were on the other side of that fence. I think they should have let him in and locked him up in that fence so we never have to see this man in our city again.
Wow, you're harsh.
Can you believe that? But, Len.
What?
Even you.
Even I.
Have to concede that all de Blasio is doing is positioning himself to run for the presidency at some point.
He is positioning
himself as the leader of the progressive movement.
I've heard that said, and I've heard it said that the Cuomo wants the angle to be president. I think the two of them
put them both in a cage.
The two of them combined are delusional. I don't think either of them have a snowball's chance in hell of getting anywhere on a national scene. But that's just my opinion.
Shouldn't he stay here in New York and solve the problem?
Well, that was
the mayor's subway system is falling apart.
I guess it was a coincidence that this mayor's conference was down in this town.
What a waste of time! Mayor's conference.
Well, no, they meet. Come on, the governors have a conference. The mayors. I don't fault them for that. It just turned out.
You know what's called a bunch of freebie trips on the taxpayer dime. That's what.
No, he took six people with him that were paying for it. The conference paid. You said that, Joe.
The conference paid.
I don't know where's the conference getting the money.
I don't know that they're paying for his security detail and his aides.
Who do you think's paying for that? We are, so we can go down there and grandstand.
You are.
In front of
Joe
the
and I don't live in the city. neither does Natalie.
And rounding out the big three, Roseanne's show was the most popular show on network television, and then she sent off a racist tweet. She is gone, but ABC has decided that they want a spinoff called The Conners. It's Roseanne without Roseanne. Good idea or not?
Well, I think it's a good idea to give it a shot. I mean, John Goodman's terrific, and Laurie Metcalf, and they're going to focus on the daughter, Sarah Gilbert, her character.
Yep.
So give it a shot. I think the first week is going to have a boffo rating for sure.
It is, but the question is the show going to be political the way the early episodes of Roseanne were?
I think it should be.
It has to be. If it's going to be anodyne, who's going to watch? Who's going to care?
Yeah, they backed off the politics this year, and I thought that was a big mistake. I thought the fact that there were a show that leaned right was something you needed, in the dialogue. At least, because there's so much on the left in television and films. I thought that was terrific.
Can you believe that Len is admitting that?
I've said that all along. I thought it was terrific. I thought it was funny. I thought Roseanne was funny. I thought it wasn't funny what she tweeted. But no, there's no question you need a show like that in the dialogue. And I hope they go back to the politics. I really do.
Well, Laurie Metcalf, by the way, is on Broadway right now, brilliantly performing in Three Tall Women, for which she won a Tony Award. Just want to put that in there.
By the way, I just got a tweet.
Uh-oh.
This was at Len Berman Sports, so, maybe I'll get an extra follower somewhere.
This is your private?
This is my personal thing, which I just can't.
Which your wife and your kids follow you on?
No,
and nobody else?
They don't even follow me. So a guy named Hopster Beer. Well, there you go.
Oh, I like that guy. Listen,
I like Hopster Beer.
Maybe she wore the jacket knowing it would sell out. She's creating jobs. Very good. Very cute.
No, I'm positive it was a message for her husband.
Yes. I think Bartlett's put his finger on it. They must have had some sort of little squabble there. He said, don't go down there.
And you don't do that by accident.
I can do what I want.
You don't put that kind of a jacket
on. But it's a weird statement. Even that, I really don't care, do you? I really don't care about what? I really don't care that you don't want me to go?
The marriage, the fact that she's going down
there? I don't
know. I will tell you what it does not mean. It does not mean that she doesn't care about the immigrant kids and all that.
That's what it does not mean.
And some of the people on the left are trying to say, oh, my gosh, she's so insensitive and horrible because she's a rich person and all rich people are terrible. I don't think that it means that.
I don't think so at all. I think it's the opposite of that. If anything, I think the jacket might mean I don't care what you think about me.
Well, what I think she should have worn was a 710 WOR t-shirt that says Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning when she's walking up. That would have been.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she'll call in when we do real news and fake news, and she could win one of those, and she can wear that when she's going on and off Air Force One. Don't you think that would be good? That would be good. I have to say, though, I really have come around to the First Lady. I was a little... I didn't really know what to make of her. She seemed cold and chilly and distant and... almost like an illegal immigrant at one point there. I wasn't sure what her papers were. But there's something about that woman that I respond to. I think she's
She's got class.
She has class.
Yeah.
She has genuine empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And
her husband could use a little of stuff.
No, I'm not going there.
I mean, he could.
There's something to be said for being a little mysterious and not opening your mouth
and
blabbing
right.
every
uh-huh.
2 seconds.
Right.
And it makes kind of makes you more interesting.
I agree.
You don't say much, and you're not seen in public that much. It makes you more mysterious and more interesting.
Well, so, look,
something to be said for less is more.
If she is putting out some kind of message with that jacket, then she is brilliant, because that is all anybody is talking about this morning. And I bet she did it with no advisors. I bet she just did it gut instinct in somehow, some way.
Who even knew that jacket existed?
Well, we do now.
We do. Go to Zara, buy it right now. Hey, stick around. When we get back, here's a story that really touches my heart. Coco. Remember Coco, Len?
Sure.
That beautiful gorilla who knew sign language and loved kittens. Coco is dead. That's sad. And get ready to pay more for your Amazon purchase, because they've got a new tax thing that has just happened. All that is coming up when we get back. Hey, if you're feeling it or doing it, there's a free iHeartRadio playlist for it. And you can now try it for free. iHeartRadio's created a playlist perfect for any mood, activity, or moment in your life. Working out, time to chill, dinner party, road tripping, something to entertain the kids. There's a free playlist for all of that. There are thousands of iHeart playlists. Find one that's perfect for your special moment. iHeartRadio, all your favorite music, all your favorite stations, and all of it is free. And now let's get some free traffic news from Bernie Biden.
And Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
It is 6:25 in the a.m.
I really don't care.
7:10 on the a.m., the second day after summer. Stop talking about Melania's jacket. I do care. That's a great story. We'll get some calls on that later. Hey, this is just terrible. They kept poor Coco. They separated her from her parents, kept her in a detention center for 46 years. Life sentence,
it.
No parole. This is terrible
and
what they did to her.
And you know how they killed her? She climbed up the Empire State Building and they shot her off it.
No, this is you said that you were upset. This concerned you. Coco passing away at the age of 46. They call Coco the thoughtful gorilla who captivated the world through her ability to understand English and use sign language.
I find this story deeply touching. I come in today and I said, Len, we have to deal with Coco. And he's like, what?
I said, I don't care.
Who cares?
Coco, I put on Melania's jacket.
Coco shows us how close we are to the gorillas and apes. But for a couple of genes, they could be us, we could be them. I looked at the videos last night of Coco. Coco understood sign language. Coco loved kittens. Coco adopted a little tiny kitten that they put on its head. You got to see this stuff on YouTube.
Wait.
That little kitten on
put
the head.
Put a kitten on its head?
Yes. Look at this picture in the post, Len, of the cute little kitten. Coco loved these kittens.
Wow.
And then when one of the kittens was killed by a car, they through sign language, Coco's trainer told the gorilla that Coco's favorite kitten had died. And Coco said, me sad, me frown.
Really?
In sign language, yes.
Well, it says here, according to the New York Post, that Coco is believed to have an IQ between 75 and 95, that's you. So you're very similar. No, 75 and 95. They say the average IQ of a human is 90 to 110.
Very close. This gorilla was incredibly, incredibly smart. It was adopted by Francine Penny Patterson, who was Coco's trainer and best friend. And well, you look at the videos, an interesting relationship the two of them had. They're always hugging, but there you are. she was not a member of ladies' tennis. But Coco was so adorable. And you know who really loved Coco? Robin Williams.
Yeah, I saw that.
And our video is up at 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. And Robin Williams, who, you know, sadly, of course, killed himself.
Right.
You see him in this video responding to Coco, and you can see that Coco touches his heart, and they're laughing together. Coco laughs. Coco smiles. Coco is is practically a human being.
Well, it says here in the story, in 2012, she stunned scientists by playing wind instruments, including the recorder, harmonica, and party favor whistles, and they said that was an ability that showed the primates can learn to control their breathing.
Yep. Had Coco been around, she would have been my co-host here in the morning.
I think so, yeah. With sign language.
Michael Riedel and Coco in the morning.
That always plays well. And well, that way you don't get interrupted. You know, and it's sign language always plays well on the airwaves. Hey, this internet thing, I was going to ask Natalie, this is going to affect you. I mean, the Supreme Court says yes. Now you have to pay taxes on your internet purchases because most of the time you didn't have to. Although, the big chains did charge taxes.
Well, they were paying taxes already because Amazon has got warehouses everywhere. Right.
But that's
everywhere.
Taxed. Your Amazon purchases are taxed.
You know what? Early on, I was never taxed. And I've just started noticing, because I do a lot of online shopping, the taxes being added in everything that I'm purchasing. So it's already started to roll out. I just wondered, are you getting taxed from the state you're shipping it to, from the place it's coming from?
At which rate? I would guess you're taxed at your home rate. No?
Is there a different rate? I mean, in New Jersey, there's no tax on clothing. So am I going to get tax on clothing if I buy it on the internet? There's a lot of things I have to figure out.
Yeah, you know what? I really don't care.
So you're I do, because I do a lot of shopping.
Five states don't collect sales tax, it says, according to the article.
I would think
Florida's
you're going to be subject to the tax where the store is based.
Really? And not where you're buying it from? Mm. I would assume you'd be taxed in your home state. I don't know. Anyway.
All I know is I bought a book, a rare book the other day from England, and I think I paid $1 for the book, and the shipping was $20.
That's
where I got screwed.
How rare is a rare book that cost $1?
No, it's just an obscure book that you can't...
I mean, how rare could that be?
I just bought a book.
It was a very obscure book that's been out of print for years. I found it on Amazon. It was for $1, and I said, fine. And then when I saw what the bill was, it was $20 for the shipping.
Yeah. I just bought a book on the internet because my daughter's teacher said that she did not return a book. She's like, I never had it. So I just bought it on the internet, and I had to priority ship it so she'd have it by the last day. Guess what? It was found yesterday.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
by the way, Coco could have read that book for $1.
Absolutely.
Time for the latest news headlines at 6:30. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Hello, Len. Of course, First Lady Melania Trump causing a stir by her visit to the shelter in Texas to see the children being housed there. That was not the controversy. It was her jacket that read, "I really don't care, do you?" Her office says there's no hidden message. President, of course, says, oh, yeah, it has to do with the fake news media. Governor Cuomo is demanding answers. He says 700 children separated from their parents are being sheltered in New York, but the federal government won't give him any details.
It's my state legal responsibility for the health and welfare of those children, and I want to know where they are. They're not political pawns that you can hide.
Cuomo says he continues to ask the federal government for answers. He hasn't heard back.
Oh, my God.
He cares.
Oh, he does not care.
He really does care.
When he fakes that sincerity, to me, it makes my flesh crawl. Do you believe anything that comes out of that man's mouth?
Let's go on to New Jersey. Still no budget deal over there. And we could have a government shutdown at the end of the month. Governor Murphy met with legislative leaders yesterday. Still no agreement on a funding mechanism.
I will not put forward gimmicks and games that I know are ticking time bombs and call it a day. We did that for 8 years, and look where that got us.
All right, they're looking for ways to raise revenue. Murphy is offering to phase in an increase in the sales tax over 2 years, wants to back it up to 7%, and he's going easy on the millionaire's tax. He only wants to tax those making more than $5 million a year. That's his new proposal.
Oh, so you're in the clear.
Yeah, I'm okay. Go ahead and do
it. You were worried for a while.
Yeah, I know it. right. Hey, this is going to affect everybody in New Jersey. 5-cent fee on paper and plastic bags. The legislature gave final approval to it. It went to the governor. We'll see if he signs that.
Is he expected to sign?
They really are not indicating how he feels about that yet.
Okay. What's interesting, though, is a lot of the Democrats in New Jersey are opposed to much of what Murphy wants to do. He can't bring them along. The Democrats.
Well, he's kind of out there in terms of, you know, raising taxes. Well, the other thing, there's some other stuff going on, internal politics. Believe it or not, Chris Christie is advising the Democratic Senate leader, Steve Sweeney, on how to deal with...
that makes sense. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. In New Jersey, perfect.
He said, put some cones out there by the bridge, and that'll be fine.
Our news brought to you by Gary Goldberg, Financial Services. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ggfs.com. And speaking of New Jersey, watch out. There's a lot of psychopaths in New Jersey.
Yeah, you.
And in New York. And in Connecticut. This is a study by Southern Methodist University. The number one place for psychopaths
is
Washington.
D.C.?
Was this a Democratic organization that did this?
No. Connecticut was second. California was third, then New Jersey, then New York.
Well, how do they determine
Well, they base it on personality traits, neuroticism, conscientiousness, and openness to experience.
Really? That's a psychopath? That yeah, openness? Right. This sounds like another BS survey.
I mean, I thought psychopaths, though, they're narcissistic, so yes. I can understand why it would be D.C., because all those politicians down there are the definition of narcissism.
Yeah. And, I mean, the extroversion, I guess.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, right.
So that there's more of them here.
Thank you. Psychopath story. All right. Thank you, Joe. When we get back, we've got your Mets. We've got the NBA draft, and now, yes, you can cry for me, Argentina.
Oh,
what a disaster. But first, Ernie Vider in traffic.
710 WOR.
It's Friday, folks. Get ready to have a great and happy and fun weekend. And it's now time for our sports segment, which I love because, as Len, as you know, I've been a sports fan my entire life.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet
Well,
the
it's
Mets.
Not exactly meet the Mets, it's beat the Mets. They lost last night 6-4 to Colorado. Len, I had hope they were out of the slump, I thought, for a bit there. They had a winning streak.
Well,
and then
see, I'm not as big a sports fan as you, but I look at the world through rose-colored glasses, and they scored 32 runs
yes.
in the four games.
Yep.
I think that's more than like the previous 15 games combined. Something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
They scored all those runs. But they only won one game, so they lost three in a row. They had a three-game winning streak. They lost three in a row. But you know what? See, here's what you do. You take away the first two innings yesterday.
Yeah, and they were great.
And the Mets win the game 3-1. So just don't count. Just ignore the
How good is Colorado, though?
All right. But, you know, they obviously can hit a few homers in their home ballpark in the thin air. Now, Steven Matz just didn't have it in the first two innings. After that, he settled down. But in the bottom of the first inning, Nolan Arenado.
1-2 to Arenado. Hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back goes Bautista onto the track. Down the line. It's gone. A three-run homer off a changeup into the left field wow. corner for Nolan Arenado.
So that's three runs.
Sounds good to me.
No, well, it didn't sound good if you're a Mets fan. let me explain it to you. And then in the second inning, same guy.
2-2. Swing and a drive in the air to deep right field. Nimmo going back. Nimmo with the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's off the base of the wall. LeMahieu has scored. Blackman around third digging for the plate. He scores standing. The throw goes to second. Goes under the glove of Rosario. Backed up by Matz. And on at second with a two-run double is Nolan Arenado.
So he had a three-run homer in the first, two-run double in the second. It was 5-1.
Yeah.
Boom. But the Mets, you know, they chipped away, but they lost. But they're back home tonight.
They are.
The Dodgers are in town. The Dodgers are playing better. They got off to an awful start. And
I'm giving away my personal pair of tickets at 7:30, and we've got the turning point at 8:30.
Yeah. Coverage here on WOR, Mets and Dodgers tonight from Citi Field. Our coverage begins at 6:05. Now, are you a big basketball fan? Because you said you're a big sports fan.
So. Yeah. Oh, I love the... NFL? No, I'm sorry.
NBA draft?
NBA, I meant, yeah.
NBA draft? You're a big NBA draft
the
fan?
The NFL draft, yes.
But I had the draft, it's kind of like college basketball, because these players now, for the most part, if they're really good, you know, they're one and done. They play 1 year in college, and then they
and
leave.
They're out, yeah.
So when you get to the draft, it's not like you know the, you know, it's not like Patrick Ewing has played 4 years at Georgetown when the Knicks got him in the lottery, or Chris Mullin has played 4 years at St. John's. You really don't know a lot of these players, and a lot of them get picked from overseas. So I can't say my interest in the NBA draft is sky high, but of course, you know, you're always interested in who the Knicks select. And, well, here was the choice list. Now, granted, this was held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, but I don't think Knicks fans, well, you decide what the reaction is.
With the ninth pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Kevin Knox from the University of Kentucky.
Are they booing there?
Well, it sounds mixed. Now, Anthony's a huge, our associate producer, huge Knicks fan. Anthony, you told me it sounded a lot more like, I didn't watch it live. You said it sounded a lot more like booing to you.
Yeah, it sounded like they were shocked.
Really?
They picked him, yeah.
Were you shocked?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was like one or two other guys that they should have picked that they Ooh. Didn't pick. Bridges and
Porter.
Porter, yeah.
And Coco?
Yes. Coco as well.
Stop.
Yes.
You're making a big mistake there.
She probably would have improved the team if they would have picked her.
Anyway. All right. So they got Knox from Kentucky. So, of course, the headline would be Fort Knox, I guess.
It's interesting, though, the point you made, Len, that these guys, they play 1 year in college, so no one gets to know them. Whereas I think with any showbiz thing like sports or Broadway, you want to build up your stars.
Sure.
And if you see a guy playing 4 years really well in college, when he gets to be picked, that is a big and exciting moment.
But think of the flip side. You know, the player doesn't want to risk an injury for 3 years. He wants the money now. Who doesn't? I mean, this kid the Knicks draft is 18 years old, you know. Huh? So anyway.
Can I ask you one more question, though?
Ask as many as you want.
Are they really, at 18, are they really that good? Or they could be talented, but they don't have all the skills developed yet, and they can flame out once they go.
Well, that could happen. No, that could happen, but it depends on the player. LeBron James was good enough to skip college. Kobe Bryant was good enough to skip college, and it depends on the player. Mm. You know, it all depends on the individual, but yeah, some of them do enter not as mature as others and have to grow. Oy, the World Cup, if you're an Argentina fan, which I am.
Rakitic save, Caballero, Kovacic onside, Rakitic, empty net, Croatia running away from Argentina.
And it should be noted that Croatia won 3-0. The only person on the staff to pick Croatia?
Michael!
Mr. Thank Sports. You very much. Hello, you think I know nothing about sports, and I picked the winner. Did.
It was shocking.
It was shocking.
And it was hard to watch because...
I heard, yeah. My relatives are Argentinian on the other side. And
the fans were devastated.
I know.
And then that third goal came in stoppage time. So it was just rubbing salt into the wound.
I thought it was unbelievable when Iceland tied them 1-1. That's why yesterday when we made the predictions, I thought it would end up in a tie. I had no confidence in Argentina. I didn't think they'd lose 3-0, but I guess, now we can cry for Argentina.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Now something I know about Broadway. Now we're back.
You
now I'm back on firm footing.
Goodbye.
Lapone.
All right. So Croatia, France won. We all assume that. Denmark and Australia tied at 1. 3 more games today. Hey, we really want to give a big thank you to Lions and Tigers and Squares Detroit Pizza. They dropped off this great pizza this morning, Detroit style. I wasn't aware of it in these little tins, and it's square and thick crust and really good stuff. So thank you, Lions and Tigers and Squares Detroit Pizza. Nothing like meatball pizza at 6:30 in the morning.
Yum.
I was going to have a piece, but Anthony ate it all up before I even got over to the table.
I had the olives and mushrooms. Delicious.
It looks very good, that pizza. All right, stick around because when we get back, this is a horrible story. You saw in the paper today, this man cut off his wife's arm last night.
What is that all about?
And he's still on the loose, I think. All that when we get back. But now let's go to Bernie Biter with the traffic.
So we just did some sports items. You know, every morning at 6:40, you know, we are the Mets station, and we like to recap for those who maybe didn't catch the game the day before. We do a little Mets recap since we are the voice of the New York Mets.
Indeed.
And I got an email from John. He said, "Isn't there another baseball team in town?" John, isn't it redundant? Okay, the Yankees won again. They always win. The Yankees won again. Are you happy, John? They got 50 wins, for crying out loud.
The Yankees are the most boring team on the planet. All they do is win. With the Mets, you never know what's going to happen each game.
It's not boring to their fans. Their fans are going nuts with Judge and Stanton. The Yankees are having
a but the Yankees, they're this cold corporate
team.
Well,
they
have all that money. They can buy whoever they want to
buy. They've always had that corporate image. People used to say rooting for the Yankees was like rooting for IBM back in the day. You know, it was like... That was the bit, and it was always
in your case, GE.
Well, in the old days when they used to be in the Dow. No, but that goes back to the days of Babe Ruth. Anyway, yes, there's another team in town. They're doing great. They and the Red Sox will be right there, and they're both going to the playoffs. All right, you happy, John? Hey, this awful story.
Oh yes, this is in the Post. Well, in all the papers today, this guy, and Joe, you've seen this too. This guy, his name is Young Lou. He chopped He chopped off his pregnant wife's arm and two fingers yesterday afternoon. And I don't know if you have an update on this, but I think he's still on the loose.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And they have not found him. The neighbor heard some kerfuffle going on. He ran out of the apartment. The neighbor walked into the apartment and found the wife, her arm severed and bleeding profusely. The wife is in critical condition. And this monster this young Lou is still on the loose somewhere.
I have no idea what motivated this thing. Obviously.
Was the arm salvageable at all?
No, they say that she's probably going to lose it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, what a horrible story.
God.
Oh, yeah,
that is awful.
And she's pregnant. She's pregnant.
That probably has something to do with it. No, because it's well chronicled. There have been slayings of women who were pregnant by their husband. I mean, it's a psychological, obviously, sickness. This guy's not a normal guy. Who cuts off an arm and fingers?
No, but the neighbors say that they'd never seen them fight before or anything like that. But he snapped in some way, and God, it's a terrible story.
All right,
let's talk about
something a little bit less gory. We got a couple of New Jersey stories that are really fascinating. So, your legislature—I say yours, because Joe and Natalie live in New Jersey—but your legislature has passed this bill: 5 cents on plastic and paper bags. Now it's up to the governor to sign, but there are some municipalities who have gone even further. You know, they've actually banned plastic bags.
Jersey City, I think. Well, they're about
and down
to
by
ban
the
them.
Shore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, how does that factor in?
State law supersedes local law,
so they'd have to now go back to selling the plastic bags they banned.
I would think if you've already banned them, then they're banned.
Okay,
so there would be no fee because they're not available.
You have to bring them back.
No, I would think not.
But this also.
But if you have them, then you're going to have to charge 5 cents. But I'm just thinking about this. If you go to the supermarket, you know, some of these guys that bag, they put one item in a bag.
Oh, I do too.
You're not going to do that anymore.
No, not one item. But when I do the grocery shopping.
It's usually a bottle of wine.
No. But you put I'll walk out with 6 or 7 plastic bags because I'll put a couple of items in each plastic bag.
And speaking of the wine, sometimes when you buy a couple of bottles of wine, they'll give you 2 bags. So that's 10 cents.
Who buys wine at a grocery store?
I like the bags, though, because I use them in my garbage can in the kitchen.
People also use the plastic bags to pick up after the dog.
I understand that, right. Yeah. But that's a lot of good. You know,
I don't know. I'm somehow not in favor of this. It seems like a regressive tax to me.
Of course it is.
You know, I just don't like that.
And you know what? Somebody say, it's only 5 cents. But
it adds
up. You get 10 bags.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does. Hey, how about this other? You know, I asked you several weeks ago on the air what home rule was, and you explained to me that each little municipality has its own government.
Oh, right. Yeah, this is an interesting one, yeah.
Well, now they want to merge 191 of New Jersey's smallest towns, and of course, all the egos in all those, you know, municipalities. For example, 80% of Salem County would merge, but the only county not affected would be Passaic County. So in every county, a couple of it's police. What
if you have a town under 5,000 people,
that would be me.
Well, then you're going to have to merge with another town.
But you know what? We've already started doing that because already we've gotten
services.
We share services, right? So we use the water authority for another town.
Right. But you don't need two police departments. See, that's the thing. If that and I know
and
a number of
schools are the bigger issue.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Yeah, what
if you have a K-6 school, you can't have that if you're a single town, I think.
Oh,
so we have a K-8 school, and it's small. We're looking at 350 students for an entire town.
So you're going to cost people jobs if the police. You have to have a bigger police force.
Come on,
Do you need a bigger police force?
No, you just coordinate the police. If you have a 5,000 person town or less, you don't need your own police department, which includes retirement.
I know the retirement. That
you can merge and have police cars.
People are out of control.
People move to these towns for a reason. They want that small town living. Yeah. There is going to be a lot of blowback on this.
They're saying this is only, they're saying, according to NewJersey.com, they think this is just a pipe dream. But apparently the group of tax experts and lawmakers want to get together.
It's why New Jersey has such a high tax rate.
They want to get rid of 200 of New Jersey's 565 towns.
Yeah.
Living in Manhattan and not having children, this conversation is riveting.
Welcome back. We need you in the next segment. We have the big Melania jacket controversy. I really don't care. Do you? Coming up after the news at 7.
Is
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On 710 WOR.
Morning, everyone. It's 7:05. Time to get going. It is Friday. We got some rain around, I guess, later today and into Saturday. Right now, the sun's shining. And how you doing, Michael Riedel?
I'm fine, but I really don't care.
You don't care? I don't care. Do you? What about you, Bartlett?
I don't care very much.
I care.
This is unbelievable. This is the big Melania jacket controversy. That's our big three. It's a big three.
Oh my God. It's the end of news.
You know, we wrapped up the show yesterday. You know, we had a big show yesterday. There was a lot of talk about immigration. We had some good guests. And I went home saying, gee, what are we going to possibly talk about tomorrow? And then
And now we're all fashionistas.
Jacket. It costs $39. So this is the big story today.
You know, I think sometimes the Trumps, they think up these things to just make the media go nuts. Maybe it's one of these things, you know, I'm just going to tweak the media today.
That could be. That could be. Well, what we're saying is that Melania went down to the Mexican border to see the little kids who had been separated from their parents. But through Trump's compassion and generosity, he overturned that and is reuniting the families.
Notice a generosity there, Len? Did you hear the generosity part?
I'm just, you know what? I'm just trying to figure out. I really am. I have no idea what it means. I have no idea why she wore. If you don't know, it was a $39 jacket from Zara, Z-A-R-A, and it said on her back, like in graffiti letters, "I really don't care, do you?" Now, clearly, she wasn't talking about going to the border. She wasn't talking about immigration.
No, she's not saying I don't care about these poor little kids and everybody down there. No.
You know, her office issued a statement saying there was no message. It was just a jacket she threw on. But, of course, her husband was on a different page. Yes. And he said, oh, no, she was referring to the fake news media. She doesn't care about all the fake news. So he poured the gasoline on the fire.
Of course he would. Absolutely. Now, my feeling is, although Bartlett's got an interesting take on this, but my feeling is, it means nothing. She probably just grabbed a jacket. It was a little windy there on the tarmac.
Michael,
they
never just grab a jacket.
Wow.
Never.
So you really think she's sending, is she sending a message to her husband?
She was aware of that jacket and what it's going to say and what it would look like.
It wasn't by accident. What's she trying to say?
Well, look, there's so many theories out there. My theory is that maybe she sending the message to Donald Trump.
Maybe Trump did not want her to go down there.
Maybe he didn't want her to go there. Or
do you really think she's that passive aggressive that she would do that? I don't think so.
Yes, I think she is.
No, she's a woman. Come on.
What?
Whoa.
No, honestly.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
I think we don't hear a lot from Melania, but I'm sure when she wants to tell her husband something, she does.
Maybe not.
All right. Okay.
She wouldn't do it through a jacket.
This is on our big three.
Do you think they're speaking a lot these days?
That's the way she's speaking to one.
Well, do any husband and wife really?
Do you think it's just speaking that they're not doing? Just curious.
A lot of other things they're not doing, I'm sure.
By the way, it should be pointed out that Trump's other wife, Stormy Daniels, is also going down to the border, too.
Oh, yes. This is interesting.
That's actually true. That
is not fake news.
It's real.
Well, she's going to bring comfort to the kids.
Really?
I don't know. Is she going to dance for them?
She certainly can't fit into Melania's jacket, that's for sure.
Anyway, can I just mention the big three here?
Yes, go right for it.
The big two is Stormy Daniels.
I understand. You brought it up. I got it. We will hear what the late night comics had to say about this jacket controversy in just a second. But that's in the big three. Also in the big three, actually, the bigger story is the immigration thing that roils on because the president was blaming the Democrats. Well, it turns out the Republicans couldn't agree on a bill in Congress. One bill got voted down. Another one got tabled.
This is a serious issue.
Of course it is.
For the Republicans because the Republicans are now in charge and immigration is a big deal for Republicans. And they have got to come together to come up with a sensible immigration policy. The Democrats are never going to do it. They want this thing to fester and fester. But the Republicans are split because there are, I would say, sensible moderates like Paul Ryan who think we have to have amnesty for the people who have been here for a long time. We're not going to throw a bunch of law-abiding people who have been in this country for a long time. Let's find a path to citizenship. But you have that contingent of the radical right wing that is virulently anti-immigrant. But they're gonna slit their own throats if they don't come together and come up with a coherent immigration policy.
Yeah, and so obviously immigration is part of the big three. Republicans can't agree on a bill. Mayor de Blasio headed to the border, and they tried to get into one of these housing centers, and they didn't let him in. And the other issue that came up is the Pentagon has been asked to prep to house as many as 20,000 kids on military bases. That's the extent of this thing, 20,000. Rounding out the big three, interesting, Roseanne.
Yeah.
The biggest TV show this year, Roseanne, is coming back without Roseanne.
It's called The Conners.
Just The Conners. So it's going to be, that's a fascinating story in the entertainment world. We'll see how that all sorts out. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we've got Michael's personal Mets tickets, and we'll give those away. And at 8:30, we have the Turning Point Contest. after yesterday afternoon's loss in Colorado. By the way, Natalie was telling me whoever wins tickets over the next couple of weeks will be entered to win a grand prize, which is a Mets road trip to Pittsburgh, which is very cool. Is that the trip,
oh, wow.
Natalie? They get to go see the Pirates in Pittsburgh. So that's the deal. And anyone,
oh, yeah, but it's including all the round trip,
right.
Transportation, okay. Tickets to all three games.
Free booze. Oh, cool. Free booze.
So I don't know about that, but.
Can you raid the minibar?
But, I mean, it's a full package.
By the way, it's wow. A good deal. If you're ever into see a baseball game in Pittsburgh, you walk across the bridge there, you go to the game. It's a great, great baseball town. And that's the grand prize, a three-game road trip. So anyone who wins the tickets the next 2 weeks is eligible for that.
And those tickets are coming up. My personal tickets are coming up at 7:30.
By the way, just a quick word, and we're going to deal with this a little bit later on, but the passing of Charles Krauthammer,
yeah,
big, big loss, I think.
Really? He's a conservative that you...
No, well, I'll tell you what.
You could be, you could embrace.
No, I do. I embrace thoughtful,
yeah, totally.
Educated opinion.
And he used to be a liberal.
Well, I don't know what he was. I really didn't know that much about him.
I know a lot about him.
Well, we can discuss later this morning. What I admired so much is, and I've said this before, if someone is all anti, let's say someone's 100% anti-Trump, whatever he does is wrong, 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 wrong. Or if someone is 100% positive Trump, whatever he does is right, right, right. Well, I tune out to both of those, mm-hmm, because I think it's white noise. But when someone is thoughtful and considerate and gives you opinion and gives you nuance and sometimes is positive, and maybe more often than not, he's positive towards conservative views, but he gave you the other side, too. I admire people like that.
Sounds like you're describing me, Len.
Absolutely not. All right, so clearly the late night writers for the late night comics must have been thrilled to see Melania's jacket. Let's see what Jimmy Kimmel had to say last night.
His wife Melania went to visit some of these children in McAllen, Texas. But did you see what she was wearing? Keep in mind, she's on her way to meet children who've been separated from their parents. This is what she wore on the plane ride there. A jacket that says, "I really don't care, do you?" Is the president now tweeting onto his wife's clothes?
That's not a bad line.
That's cute. That's cute. Cute. That's cute. That's
all
cute.
Right,
that's
now, cute. Here's Seth Meyers.
This is a true thing. First Lady Melania Trump was wearing a jacket today with the words, "I really don't care, do you?" written on the back when she boarded a plane to go visit the border. You know, a lot of people are giving her a hard time about it, but I think it's nice that she had a jacket made to display her wedding vows.
Oh, they're having fun. They're having fun.
They are having fun. Yes, they're having fun. I think everyone's reading too much into this. I really think she just picked up the jacket because it was a little windy there without thinking about it. That's what her people say. Well, but you all think, oh, my God, this is like this subtle message. Not even subtle, but this big message she's sending. What does it mean? We'll debate it and discuss it. Maybe sometimes a jacket is just a jacket.
A listener actually said that the jacket is actually just a distraction. So we're not talking about more important things.
Like Russia collusion?
Well, anything that could be going on.
So what would... I still don't get it. I'd love to know. Wouldn't you really like to know what...
Well, can we get her on tomorrow? Yeah. Monday?
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, but it really took away from her message because, I thought it was great that she showed up.
Yes,
apparently she just said, I'm going.
And don't forget, she lobbied very hard behind the scenes to get Trump to rescind the order that the families were separated.
All right, let's let her talk a little. I want to hear, it really did cover up her message.
I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families.
Yeah, she wants to know how she can help, which I think is nice. I mean, it's great that she showed up, but then the jacket then just sucked all the air out of the room.
P.S. I really don't care.
But I agree with you, Michael, when you said that I just see her and there's something about her. I just like her a lot.
Yeah.
The way she takes to children and their causes and their issues, I think she could do a lot of good.
And I also like her because all of these politicians, the grandstanding,
right,
the running to exploit a situation for their own political gain.
She just seems
honest.
She doesn't
do any
right
of that.
Just honest.
Any
she
of
kind
that
of showed up. I mean, really. And I did meet her once, I think I told you. And she seemed like a nice lady. I mean, but I think there's something about the fact less is more. She doesn't speak that much. She's a little bit mysterious. You don't know that much about her. And it's better than, I think, than someone she's related
that
to.
That is refreshing just, these days.
Blah, blah, you know, just goes over the top. All right. We come back. Oh, this is great. The terrific ABC News White House correspondent Jonathan Carl will join us. Obviously, lots to discuss. But first, let's see what there is to discuss with the Cars and Bernie Vider.
10 WOR.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's 7:25. Stick around because in 5 minutes, I'm going to be giving away my personal pair of tickets to see the Mets. And you also get to Pittsburgh, too. Could be fun. So, all right, let's go right down to Washington to check in with the superstar White House correspondent from ABC News, Jonathan Carl. Jonathan, good morning. Now, I got to tell you, we love you, but I thought we really should have Anna Wintour from Vogue on this morning to assess the fashion statement that the First Lady has made. Jonathan, what are people talking about down in Washington about the jacket that says, I really don't care, do you?
I have to say, I have never talked so much about First Lady fashion in all my time in the White House. I mean, I never felt qualified to do so. I never was particularly interested in it. Well, my favorite part of this was, so you have the massive words on the back of her jacket, I really don't care to you. And then you had the spokesperson from Stephanie Grisham, the spokesperson Stephanie Grisham saying that there was no hidden message. Well, of course there wasn't. It was in big. It wasn't hidden at all. So I have no idea. I have to admit I was really speechless when this first came out. I don't know what to make of it. I have no idea why she would do this. The one thing I can tell you and I can promise you, and I'm sure you guys agree with this, there is zero chance that this was not intentional. Mm. She pays meticulous attention to everything she wears in public. And this was clearly a statement. What it was a statement about, who it was a statement to, I have no idea. The one thing I don't believe is what the president said about it.
Right, right. Well, but
the president said she was making a statement about fake news that she doesn't believe.
No, that's not true. That's not. But here's the thing, though, Jonathan. We've been kicking around this morning. Was it a message to her husband? Is it possible that he said, I don't want you to go down there, and she defied him, and that's what that message means?
Well, I don't know, but what we do know is that the First Lady's office, as she made her way down to Texas when they first revealed that she was making this trip, went to great lengths to tell us in the White House press corps that this was 100% her idea. This was her idea to make this trip, that nobody in the White House communications office nor the president instructed her to go down and do this. Now, they also then said that the president was okay with it, that the First Lady told the president she was going to do this, and he had no objection. But I don't know. I mean, there's certainly a range of possibilities of what it was, and I would say that is within that range of possibilities.
We're on the air with ABC News White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. And Jonathan, on a more important issue is immigration, and I think everyone has to agree that this whole thing, no matter what side you're on, has been a fiasco. How's this thing going to get resolved? Can it get resolved?
It's been a fiasco. It's been compared to the confusion that happened with the initial travel ban at the airports, where nobody really knew how it was to take place, and people were sent back in very haphazard fashion. But somebody involved in all of this within the administration, political appointee, told me this is actually worse than the travel ban in terms of the confusion. Nobody knows how the president's order is actually going to take effect. So you have some 2,000 children who have been separated from their parents and put in to these facilities run by HHS. But what I am told is it's not even clear once they're in the system which are the children that were simply unaccompanied coming over the border, and which were the children that were separated from their parents, because HHS doesn't actually classify them that way. So how those kids that have already been separated are going to be reunited with their parents, if they're going to be reunited with their parents, where, when, none of those questions are answered. There is massive confusion. The thing the president signed 2 days ago has not ended this crisis by any measure.
Jonathan, I know you're down the White House, but you've got your ear to the ground in Washington. What are the Republicans on the Hill doing? I mean, they're trying to come up with a bill, but the Republicans are split. There's a moderate part of the party that wants to come up with a solution, and there's a radical right-wing part that is like, they want to get rid of all immigrants. It's up to Republicans to solve this, is it not?
It's entirely, you know, Republicans have to be able to come up with a way to solve this. They have to be able to find a way to get Democratic support for whatever idea they want to get behind, because you simply don't have the votes in the House for anything. If you go a hardline measure like they tried yesterday, you're going to lose the remaining moderates. You're not going to get enough to pass. And if you go to a measure that is more moderate, that provides a path to citizenship for the Dreamers, for instance, you're going to lose the hardliners. So you need Democrats. And then in the Senate, you need 60 votes. So you, by definition, you're going to need Democrats. And you're going to basically need presidential leadership. You need the president to go out there and give cover to nervous Republicans on this issue. They can't fear that if they vote for this, they'll end up on the wrong side of the president. And the president, I don't know if you saw this, but just minutes ago, he tweeted that Republicans should stop trying. That Republicans should stop trying. They should wait until more Republicans are elected to Congress because Democrats aren't going to help. Well, I mean, guess what? I mean, you know.
Yeah. All right, Jonathan Carl down in Washington, D.C. We're awaiting to see what Stormy Daniels is going to be wearing on the back of her jacket when she goes down there.
Thanks,
all right, Jonathan Carl, thanks a lot.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. All right. It's your chance to win my personal pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Nationals on July 12th at Citi Field. I want you to be caller number 22. If you're caller number 22 at 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710, you are the winner. Be caller number 22. Plus, you'll be entered to win our grand prize weekend with the Mets in Pittsburgh, including round-trip deluxe motor coach transportation, hotel, and tickets to all three games against the Pirates. Full details at 710WR.com/MetsTrip. Now let's go to the 7:30 news with Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Michael, Melania Trump is not the only woman making news here as part of the immigration debate. Cynthia Nixon, running for governor, is calling ICE now a terror organization.
What?
A terror organization.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she was on New York One, and she says ICE needs to be abolished.
ICE has strayed so far from its mission. It's supposed to be here to keep Americans safe, but what it's turned into is frankly a terrorist organization of its own that is terrorizing people who are coming to this country.
All right. She says it's hard to defend images of children being separated from kids. Now, speaking of terrorism, a real terror suspect goes to court today here in Manhattan. The terror suspects say Fulo Saipov will be arraigned on 6 new counts of attempted murder. He's charged with plowing down pedestrians on the West Side Highway last Halloween, killing 8, now facing new charges of assault with a dangerous weapon. Still no budget deal in New Jersey to avert a government shutdown. Governor Murphy met with the legislative leaders yesterday, but no agreement. Murphy now has to decide whether to sign a bill that would place a 5-cent fee on paper and plastic bags in New Jersey. Legislature quickly approved that. Big Friday at the Supreme Court. Justices expected to issue a number of opinions. They have about 10 cases left to decide. The biggest, of course, the president's travel ban, which limits entry into the U.S. from 8 largely Muslim countries. Decision expected on that, perhaps even today. Mm-hmm. News brought to you by Gary Goldberg Financial Services. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ggfs.com. And finally, there's a big dig going on at Woodstock.
By the time we got to Woodstock,
experts scoured the land for 5 days, hoping to find the exact spot where the stage for that famous 1969 festival was located.
Why?
I've been there. Not on the original festival, but I've been to
Why
Woodstock.
Why do they want to know the exact location of the stage?
Well, because they were hoping to find some relics, like a guitar, tabs, or...
drugs?
Other things, yeah.
Some woman's top? I mean, what are they looking for?
Drugs?
Jeez.
Well, what a waste of money.
You know what they found?
What?
Beer tabs and broken glass.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't have the exact...
Janis Joplin, too. All right. Yeah. Hey, don't go away. When we get back, we want your calls on Melania's jacket. How did you interpret the message on the back of her jacket? We're at 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. You read the jacket for us, and you give us your interpretation.
Hey, let me ask you something. How well did you sleep last night? Well, maybe it's time for a new mattress, and our friends at PC Richmond & Son can help. You trust PC Richard & Son for your appliances, TVs, and electronics. Now you can trust them for a good night's sleep, too. The question you really have to ask is, why would anyone want to buy a mattress online? Really? People do that? Don't you want to see it, feel it, try it out? Well, that's why PC Richard & Son has beautiful mattress galleries in every store. You go in there, you meet with a mattress expert in a comfortable environment. PC Richard & Son has the top-selling brands others don't have. Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Posturepedic, and more, and all at the guaranteed lowest prices. They give you next-day delivery. They'll give you a free haul-away of your old mattress. You know, mattress stores come and go. PC Richard & Son is here to stay. So, no need to take a chance buying online. Get to our friends at PC Richard & Son for a good night's sleep. Oh, boy. All you have to do is try to whistle like me. Oh, I'm getting better, right?
So pathetic. All right, let's hit the traffic with Bernie Biden.
WOR.
All right, play sleuth. We invite you to be detective here. What is the meaning of Melania's jacket when she said, I really don't care, do you? It comes from a company called Zara. Natalie has been searching and scouring their website. That jacket exists, but not the words on it. And so it leads one to wonder if she just bought the jacket and somebody spray painted those words on for her.
Maybe Baron.
I don't know.
Finger painted them on there.
You know, it could be it's not this season's jacket. I'm not sure, but I haven't found it online yet, which is a little strange.
That is amazing. So what do you guys think it meant? 800-321-0710. What's the meaning of her jacket, which says... Hey, thank you to, he tweeted us, New Jersey Trucker Guy, thank you, tweeted us with that suggestion to play that song.
Good job, and I can see you're rocking out to it, Len.
Kind of pop.
You haven't lived until you sit in the studio with me and see Len trying to groove to a contemporary song.
All right, why didn't it say that on Melania's jacket? Give us a call, 800-321-0710.
Hey, I want to congratulate Deborah Green from Mountainside, New Jersey. She won my personal pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Nationals on July 12th at Citi Field. And she is going to be entered in to win our grand prize weekend with the Mets in Pittsburgh. You get to go on that deluxe motor coach. You stay in a hotel, raid the minibar. You'll have a great time down there in Pittsburgh watching the Mets take on the Pirates.
You'll probably have to pay for the minibar, just a guess. let's start with John. Oh, at 8:30, we'll have the Turning Point contest for more tickets. John, in the Ocean State of Rhode Island, you've got it all figured out. What's the meaning of the jacket?
Well, John? Good morning, gents. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think what happened was she said to the president's staff, I'm going down there. And they said, oh, no, you're not. So she said, I don't care, and parens, what you think.
Ah, so it's a jab at the hubby.
I think it's a jab at the hubby. I don't care, parens, what you think. Do you?
I see.
That's a message to all of us. And yeah, we don't care either. So there we are.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Message to the hubby.
Hey, let's go to Mary on line two from Huntington. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning. I'm a bit confused because I didn't watch the fake news or the real news last night. Did she wear this? She didn't wear this going in to see the children. This was at the airport or getting on or off the plane is when she had it on?
Yeah, she did not wear it when she was visiting the kids. She wore it when she was getting on the plane to leave.
Because it doesn't make sense to me. If she's digging her husband, the jacket would say, I really do care, don't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, she does care. So I don't get it. I'm sorry, I don't get it.
I'm with you, Mary. I have no idea what it means. I really don't.
It's a good point. It's a good point. If the husband didn't want her to, Trump didn't want her to go, she says the jacket should say, I really do care.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. How about, let's pick out Rob in White Plains. Hey, Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, hi, how are you? Well, what I think is it means exactly what it said. I think she basically wanted to go there, and then the president didn't want her to go there, and there's conflict in the White House.
So this is at her hubby, huh?
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. Remember yesterday you were talking about maternity leave?
Yeah.
Well, I called the town of Greenberg last year looking for an employee, and I was told she was on extended bereavement. Three months.
3 months bereavement?
Wow, that's a long time.
Extended bereavement. That's the other end of the cycle. You're
who died
born
her?
And when, then you die.
Who died her? Pet hamster?
No. Stop.
I don't know who died, but the fact is that she was being paid for almost 3 months.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. All right. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Let's go to Karen, line 5 from Gladstone, New Jersey. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning. You guys are great. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say that the jacket is actually from past collection. I've read that it's from 2015 or 16.
Ah,
so,
okay.
It's not a recent Zara collection piece. And as far as the words, it's getting talked about in the news, so it's working somehow or another. And
what do you think? What do you think it means, Karen?
I think it means a lot of little pieces that we'll never really quite be able to put our exact finger on. But a lot of the things that the past callers have been saying, I think it means a little of each one of those, and we're paying attention, aren't we? So that's good.
It's the Da Vinci Code. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate
thanks, Karen. You should work at Vogue. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. How about Richard? Hey, Richard Queens, what do you think?
Hey, Len and Mike, I listen to you guys every day. Len, I need to ask you a question.
Go ahead. I grew up in Queens. Be nice to me. I grew up in your borough.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to me. I'll tell you right now. Listen.
What?
Do you really believe that Trump does not care about these children?
No, I don't believe.
Do you really believe this in your heart of hearts?
No, I don't. I didn't say he didn't care. Well, I've never once said he doesn't care. Len. What's that?
Len, let me ask you a question. How much of the Department of Justice hearings did you talk about all this week?
Oh, so you think this is just a liberal thing to cover up the Department of Justice IG report?
Listen, the Democratic Party are masters at diversion. They're masters at it. I congratulate them on it because they took that off the headlines.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, that is a Fox storyline.
I don't disagree with Richard.
Oh, stop. This is all, sure. This immigration thing isn't that important. All right, try to sneak in one more. I know we got to run, but go ahead.
Let's go to David, line 2 from Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, David.
Hey, I can clear this up for you guys. I talked to her stylist.
Yes.
Yes.
And apparently he said it would be best if you not wear it.
Oh.
It would be best if you...
Remember be best?
Oh, right, of course. Be best. The hashtag be best.
Stay with me, guys.
Oh, my God. We are too slow. We are too slow for you, David.
You're much too bright for us. You have to come down to our level here.
It's a Friday, you know. I'm trying to help you out on a Friday, you know.
Be best. Be best not to wear it.
All right. Thanks, David. That was good. That was good. Len and I are as thick as they come. Jesus.
I'm telling you. Let's wake up, Riedel.
Hello, coffee.
When we return, Roseanne is back, but no Roseanne. We're going to discuss it, but Bernie Vider first. We'll discuss traffic.
City, Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you have fun weekend plans. Len, do you have any exciting? Oh. You're going to play Mahjong tonight with the
I don't
the
know.
Gang?
I may. We have a baby naming to go to. We have a birthday
that,
party, a little golf.
Well, this is now. Can we say this on the air? This is really exciting. You are expecting.
Oh, I'm not expecting, but my daughter's expecting a baby.
A grandchild.
Yeah, very exciting. So let's
fingers are crossed.
Fingers are crossed. Hope for the best.
For a smooth visit from the stork.
Soon, too. That'll be nice. Soon.
All right, a little entertainment news for you right now. So everybody loved Roseanne. The show was a huge hit for ABC. I mean, networks had not posted numbers like that in years. I think the first episode was watched by 25 million people. Roseanne is a Trump supporter. And suddenly there was this TV show for people who voted for Donald Trump. And then Roseanne tweeted some racist stuff. Show was canceled, but ABC has now picked up the spinoff called The Conners, which is the show without Roseanne. The question I have, though, Len, is how do you eliminate Roseanne? What's the plot line going to be that Roseanne is no longer there? Does she die? Do they kill her off somehow?
I would assume she has to die.
She has to die, yeah. They're just not going to divorce John Goodman and just walk out of the house.
Walk out of the house and can't find her anymore. Where'd she go? She left breadcrumbs.
Maybe she became a Democrat and they got divorced.
Yeah, that's it. That's not going to happen.
She's wandering around her town wearing a jacket that says, I really don't care, do you? That could be it. I don't know. Well, but you got to kill her off somehow.
So they had to call it the Conners, because if they called it Roseanne, she'd be paid.
Right.
No, it's not just the name. She has a financial interest in the show.
She does, yes. Although she said that she would forego that financial interest because she feels terrible about what she did.
Well, according to this story, which Natalie plucked from USA Today, it says she will have no financial or creative connection to the show's So she's obviously divorced from the show, too. And she said she wanted to give something back because she cost a lot of people their livelihoods, you know, all the stagehands, not to mention the other actors. So,
of course,
it'd just be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I hope they go back to more politics. What happened was after the first show was successful, there's a lot of little politics in there. She walked into the room and said, "Hey, deplorables," and we'll say grace. Do we have to take a knee first? And stuff like that. And I thought it was, that's great. I mean, that's good. You got to get all sides of these issues. And but then ABC announced they were going to back off the politics, which really surprised me. Yeah. I didn't understand why.
And I watched those early episodes, and I thought they struck the right balance. Roseanne represents the Trump point of view, but then Laurie Metcalf represents the Hillary Clinton point of view, and they would hash it all out. And what I liked about the show was that they could disagree politically.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
still family.
They were still family and they still loved each other. And that's, I thought, was an important message to send to a country that is definitely divided with people who really hate the other side.
Well, I'm not a watcher of the show, but Sarah Gilbert plays Darlene. Now, is that Roseanne's daughter in the show?
Yes. She actually is also on a talk show. She's been at... She has done a lot since then. So she has her own talk show.
Right.
And she was doing that. So.
But I guess they're going to focus the show around her character?
Well, she's always been one of the main sub-characters. Right. So.
What are her politics?
Yeah, what are her politics?
You know, that's interesting because in the revival, she was a single mom and she moved back home and she was kind of having a hard time with it. But I don't know if they actually said what her politics were in the show.
Well, John Goodman will be coming back, and the great Laurie Metcalf, who is on Broadway right now in Three Tall Women. In fact, she just won a Tony Award for her performance in that play. She will be coming back. So, I mean, the cast is great. The question is, do you have a big old black hole where Roseanne used to be?
Well, I believe
Roseanne was the engine of that show.
I know, but I believe Laurie Metcalf could carry a show. I really do. Well, I think
I've seen Laurie Metcalf in a number of plays on Broadway. She can carry anything.
Exactly. So I think if they have the right writers and they twist it a different way, it could be a good show because she's great.
So tell me about your favorite singer, Demi Lovato.
Well, no, I am aware of Demi Lovato. I know the name. Apparently, she's been sober for 6 years.
Right.
She really had a problem with alcohol. She said she was drinking vodka out of a Sprite bottle at 9 a.m.
Whoa.
But
that is a problem.
Sober for 6 years, but she just put out a new song called Sober. She's 25 years old, and in the song, well, listen to it.
Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry, I'm not sober.
That gives me chills. It really does, because she is a incredibly talented performer, and she has a really big heart, and she's really struggled, and she's been out there telling people, especially young kids who might be in the same situation, and to see that she might have had a relapse, but to own it.
Well, she's turned it into art.
Yeah, but to own it, to for other people to hear it, I think is really brave.
And to say, I'm sorry, you hear it.
It's a good song.
It really gets me.
It's a heartbreaking song.
It's a very good song. So wishing Demi Lovato well in her battle, which now has resumed.
Absolutely. All right, don't go away. When we get back, we're headed to the Mexican border to talk to ABC correspondent Jim Ryan about the mess that this immigration stuff is causing this country. That's all coming up after the 8 o'clock news with Joe Bart.